And now we're going to talk about the potential economic fallout of the strike, plus other economic news with Keith Reed. Keith Reed is an economics reporter living in Cincinnati. Welcome.
Hi, Farai. How are you?
I'm doing great. So we just spoke with Larry Wilmore, very experienced in the television industry, about the writer's strike. And it could have a ripple effect in L.A., in New York, but also nationally. What kind of effect do you think it will have, given that television is such a huge industry in America?
Well, it could have a big impact, especially if you're talking about, you have to remember what networks really use television for. We, the viewers, look at television and we think, oh, great, our favorite show is coming on. But networks obviously are getting their revenues from the shows that they put on the air. So every network orders a certain number of episodes per TV show each year that they want to put on, and then they go out and they sell their inventory during a period called the upfront, which is when they basically preview all the shows for the biggest advertisers out, and the advertisers then snap up the inventory that they have to sell to put commercials on the air. Networks make promises during this period to the advertisers, how many episodes of this show is going to run, how many times your commercials will run during each show. Now, if the writers go on strike and there are promises that have been made to these advertisers, that potentially is a big economic problem for the networks and thus for the advertisers and thus for everybody who works on either side of the coin.
So it sounds like what you're saying is that there's a certain level of negotiation that has already gone on around the advertising side. And advertising has to be a huge industry in American society as it relates to television and otherwise.
Absolutely. Those negotiations take place every year, Farai. Before the start of every television season, again, there's this period called the upfront, and every television network out there goes out and they have this upfront period. And during the upfront, that's when these promises get made and the big advertising deals get signed. The sponsors for every show decide which shows they're going to sponsor, which ones they want to take, how many commercials they want to run, how much of their ad budgets they dedicate to television every year. So you could imagine a situation in which, say, ABC gets a pretty big advertising contract from a Procter & Gamble, which is the largest television advertiser in the country. And Procter & Gamble expects X number of commercials during Desperate Housewives. But then what happens if ABC, because of the writer's strike, can't deliver the number of episodes that it promised Procter & Gamble? That becomes a big source of contention. So this could be potentially very important to the television industry itself from a business standpoint.
Very briefly, what about this whole idea of new media and streaming media? Is that reshaping the landscape for how companies, television companies, media companies get their revenue?
Absolutely. It is very drastically changing the landscape. You have to think about what the previous guest told you. Every one of these shows, all the economics of television work based on a model that's existed for the last 5 or 6 decades. That model is being completely turned on its side. Many people don't watch television, for example, at the same time every night. If you wanted to watch Desperate Housewives, you don't necessarily have to be home at 9 o'clock on Sunday evening to watch Desperate Housewives. You could watch it on your computer at any time. You could download the episodes via iPod. The TV industry right now is trying to figure out, well, how much do we charge an advertiser for ad space for a show that's watched on TiVo as opposed to a show that's watched live? And does that commercial get watched more times when it's watched on TiVo because a person can go back and replay it over and over again, or does it get skipped every time? I mean, these are all new measures and metrics that are new to this industry in the past 3 or 4 years.
Keith, we're going to have to stop right there, but stay with us. We're going to be back with you. Keith Reed, economics reporter,